My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about the key to marketing.
So Eric, what's the key to marketing?
Well, if you had to tell me, I think the key is consistency.
So the key is consistency. And what Eric means by the consistency is not just being consistent with what you're doing, but also with what you're saying. So in marketing, not only do Eric and I push and we continually do the same things over and over again, we also repeat our messages over and over again as well. You've heard us many times over the last week talk about omnichannel. And not only do we talk about it, but we ourselves also use an omnichannel approach. We're continually pushing on that week over week, technically day over day.
Yeah, we live and breathe it. And so literally in the last episode, we talked about how you can learn from Tai Lopez and Grant Cardone. And look, let's not pass any judgment. Let's just look at what they're doing well. And they have consistent messaging. So the best people in the world, it's not like they have 100 messages or like 20 messages or so. It starts to get too complex. If you can focus in your message, if you talk about the same thing over and over, that's completely fine. Like, I have not gotten tired of Gary Vee's videos. I have not gotten tired of Grant Cardone's videos, nor have I gotten tired of Tai Lopez, right? And this is why, you know, you guys come back and listen to this, which we're very grateful for. So the key, not only when it comes to marketing, but the key is consistency when it comes to entrepreneurship, marketing. It's doing the right things right, continuing to do them, continuing to throw away the things that aren't working, and just focusing, being consistent. That's why we're continuing to do this. Like, look, we, even when I'm sick, even when Neil's sick, we have not missed one day of marketing school. Okay. That's the type of commitment you need to have, the consistency you need to have if you're going to do a project and commit to something like an everyday podcast.
Yeah. And if you're not consistent, you won't win. Eric and I don't have the most money. We're not the smartest, or at least I can speak to myself.
True for
Eric's
me.
Smart. Yeah. And if you look at us, the way we beat out a lot of people is we're just consistent and we're persistent with our actions, with our words, and we just keep pushing forward. And that's how we beat a lot of people, because others get worn out, they get tired, and then they quit. And we don't. And one of the things that causes us to be consistent is we figured out what we love. It was funny. I was at a conference called Affiliate Summit the other day. And when I was at this conference, I met up with two people. And during their peak, they've made $4 or $5 million a year in profit, which is great. That's a lot of money. And during the bad years, like right now, they can make at least $1 million. But here's the thing. When they're just like, hey, we're trying to figure out our next business. We want to do something in real estate or maybe something around homes. And I'm like, let me ask you a question, guys. I'm like, do you find yourself just not pushing as hard compared to when you had no money? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, exactly. Because you're trying to continually do ideas that you're not passionate about. When you find something that you truly love, you're more likely to be consistent, work the hours, and just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, I met so many people when I asked them, like, what's the goal with this thing, right? And they're really well off. It's obvious, Eric, it's to make more money. But when you focus just on money, money starts to elude you, but also happiness eludes you too, right? And so we're getting a little into rah-rah territory right now, but I think it's fine, because when I look at, when Neil and I have talked about this, like when I wake up in the morning, when Neil wakes up in the morning, I'm genuinely happy. Like, I feel like I have everything I need. Yes, I'm going to keep pushing, but I'm happy. Like, my state is like, I'm good. You know, and at the end of the day, I know I'm going to hit my goals, no matter how big the goals are. And even if I miss the goals, like, doesn't matter. I'm still happy, right? So if you can get yourself to that state where you're happy, and to kind of discover how your happiness, it's a big piece of it is figuring out what you like to do. Because if you're waking up and saying, oh, I want to do real estate, oh, I want to do this thing, like, do you really want to do it? Or do you really just want to make money? And I think that's a huge mindset shift coming from where I grew up and where Neil grew up too, where it's just like, you know, at least for my parents, it's always like, okay, you know, you got to get a good job so you can make money. But the goal of life is not just to make money, right? It's to find what you like doing, keep doing it, do it consistency, and you will hit your goals because you're freaking happy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it that I have for this episode. Do you have anything else?
Nope. All I got for you guys is, well,
we're on track to hitting 1 million downloads, or we hope we do. We're filming this in early January. But based on the numbers right now, if we continue at this pace, we'll hit 960,000 downloads. With your guys' help, we may be able to get to 1 million. And you know what happens when we hit 1 million? We throw a free in-person event. You go to marketingschool.io/stats to see where we're at. If you guys rate, review, share this podcast, tell more people about it, it'll help us get there.
All right. Before we go, I want to give a shout out to Amanda L. Smith, LCSW. I don't know what that means, but she says daily actionable steps. So this is a review she wrote. She says, add this business podcast to your daily listens. I agree. Both Neil and I agree. You should add this to your podcast, subscribe, because I know 10% of you are not subscribed to this that are listening on Apple. So anyway, we will continue to do these reads, and we want to continue to call people out, and we'll wish you the best. So see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.